This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
There is an interesting thing that's happened in the SEC because of the fact that John Calipari up and left, and there have been changes in the coaching world of both basketball and football. You have seen a situation in which there are not a lot of great combinations of men's football coaches and basketball coaches. A matter of fact is, if I said Tennessee with Heupel and Barnes, you're up at the top of the list. Kalen DeBoer does have a college football playoff, so when you put him with Nate Oates at Alabama, that's probably number one, I would have to say. And then who else are we talking about? You can't say Georgia. They weren't good at basketball. Who's the best combination right now other than those two that I mentioned? I've got it in my column, and somehow I can't remember it.
You had Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee, basically.
Auburn's risky because Pearl has had NCAA
issues. Both of them have had NCAA violations.
And Hugh Freeze has had NCAA issues. So,
and both like younger women.
Yes, both like younger women. I don't know what you do there. As far as if you're another athletic department, are you more apt to pull a trigger when you've only got three schools that scare you in football and men's basketball? That just doesn't seem right. Brought to you by Newbert Collision Center. For over 50 years, Newbert Collision Center has East Tennessee's best choice for quality repair work and fantastic customer service. Go to joenewbertcollision.com, joenewbertcollision.com. I don't expect for any second, Caleb, to have 8 or 9 programs that are competing for championships in men's basketball or football. But I don't think that having 3 or 4 in the SEC is out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it's weird because it's usually for most of the schools have one great coach and one of them that I'm pretty set on. And then the other one is just very iffy. And it's weird because John Adams and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when he was on our show. Typically, like, the SEC should be at a level now where 10 of the 14 schools, or when Texas and Oklahoma come, 12 of the 16 schools, 11 of the 16 schools have good coaches in both, because the money is just so flowing right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely weird that it's just those three. Now, I want to throw a wild card out there, which I want to point out, which is that I do think Ole Miss has two good coaches, Lane Kiffin and Chris Beard. It's just that is too – that's more toxic than Auburn, honestly, having those two coaches.
I got a wild card for you as well, and that's Kentucky, because don't we think that Kentucky is going to be able to hire a high-level coach?
Until they get Billy Gillespie again. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They've had a bad run, a couple of Billies. But they, I believe, are going to hire a good basketball coach. And then they'll have a very solid football coach, not an elite football coach. So they, if as long as they hire somebody that's above average, are going to be at the very least, what, fourth on my list right now?
Yeah, you would think, because I do think Mark Stoops does as good of a job as you can do at Kentucky in football.
Yeah, but I'm not willing, and I don't think you are either, based off of our conversations. I'm not willing to deem him the next Paul Bear Bryant because he's got Kentucky respectable. It takes a little
bit
than that. Travis says, I hope they keep Mark Stoops forever. I kind of tend to agree with you. He seems like a guy who you can just beat up on, and he's okay with it.
I mean, you're probably right. I agree. It's funny. South Carolina definitely has a better basketball than football coach now in Lamont Paris. Kentucky's a wild card. Alabama's still somewhat of a wild card, though. We don't know for sure if Kalen DeBoer will work out. So we got to be careful.
I was giving you love. I'm more down on Caleb DeBoer than you are, and I think than anybody else. So, no, I was looking out for you, my man.
Oh, okay. Well, I really appreciate that, Dave. I'll tell you the biggest wild card, though, who I'm really, really – I'll tell you who's going to be on this list in 2 years. You ready for a name, Dave?
You lay it on me.
Mississippi State. They have Chris Jans as their basketball coach. He's done a very good job his first 2 years there. And I'm telling you guys, Jeff Lebby is going to work out there. That was the most underrated hire in college football this past year, Jeff Lebby. I think Jeff Lebby is going to have them in a bowl game his first year.
I'm not ruling that out. I think you can do those sorts of things. And I think Levy's offense would be kind of like a triple option at Georgia Tech back in the day. I think they're tough to prepare for in the middle of the season. I think Josh Heupel benefits from that as well when you're preparing for pro-style offenses. It's not a huge monster difference, but it's a significant difference.
To your point on that, that's exactly why Bruce Pearl was successful when he first got to Tennessee. Yes, he had a roster, but remember how much of the SEC was a half-court game when Bruce Pearl got there? And in the middle of the season, you had to play this team that runs up tempo the whole time?
Yes. And what did our guy John Adams do? Did he write an article on Caldwell saying that he thought it was a joke when they hired her?
No, I think that's a myth. John Adams he was answering his mailbag today, and he thought it was a joke where someone said in the article that it was sexist that Kelly Harper was fired and not Josh Heupel when Kelly Harper had more success. And John Adams thought that was a joke at first and basically had a good point. It's like the program is objectively better than it was when Josh Heupel took over, and it's objectively worse than it was when Kelly Harper took over.
But Kim Caldwell did give John the incredible stink eye, which I thought was pretty entertaining. What did you think of that? Should we pull that up and play it again, or is once enough?
I think once is enough. The sound wasn't that good when I recut it for YouTube anyway.
I know, but it was so good.
So going with that, if we stick with our topic real quick, what if you throw in women's basketball? Who's got the best combination, men's, women's, and football? And then when you add in baseball, I mean, are we looking at Tennessee being by far having the best coaches across the board of any sport of men's basketball, football, women's basketball, and baseball?
Who replaced Will Wade at LSU?
Oh, gosh. Some guy who was terrible this past year. That's all I can say.
That was the first one that came to mind because of baseball.
LSU would be number one across the board if they had somebody more competent than Matt McMahon coaching the basketball team.
Me Drink here is challenging your validity on that John Adams column. Let's see if we can pull that up. I'll remind you, the program represented by Banks and Jones, criminal defense, personal injury, banksandjones.com. Banks and Jones? Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. Banksandjones.com.
That's hot.
It is, and so is the people in the message board calling out Caleb Calhoun. So were you?
They're right. I was thinking the article today. John Adams wrote an article 4 days ago where he said he thought it was a joke, but it's taken out of context, guys.
All right. Now, in all fairness, was it just in the headline?
It wasn't even in the headline. No, it wasn't the headline. Yeah, I thought Tennessee Lady Vols basketball hiring some calls.
Because editors write the headlines, writers don't.
Yes, exactly. In most newspapers, that's the case, guys. But what John Adams said was he said I thought it was a joke because it was tweeted by a renowned social media satirist who, as far as I know, has never posted anything truthful. I think I know who he's referring to, and I did see that. I think it was Richard G. West. And I think the point John Adams was making was he thought it was a joke because a jokester parody account tweeted it, not because he thought the hire itself is a joke.
And you could be so busy, you could be Kim Caldwell and read that and just kind of glance over it, and you're like, he called me a joke. I mean, coaches are sensitive like that. That's part of the reason that they're successful.
Maybe that's why she was short with them.
Maybe.